Nearly 5 minutes of danceable chaos, I can finally say to you, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 653. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Snapped Ankles from London. The song was The Fish Needs a Bike, and that's on the new EP Blurtations, came out April 22nd on the Leaf label. The London band there is covering Blurt. In fact, all six songs on the EP are by the band Blurt. I don't know the band Blurt. I probably should have paid attention to that before I picked up the album. I loved the last two things from Snapped Ankles. This one, it doesn't feel the same. It's not their songs, so I should be more careful in the future. I've got good music for you this week, though. We're going to go on a journey, starting here with the Budweisers. This one is Stupid Words.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast after the rare quadruple play. We started that set off with the Budweisers from Turin in Spain. The song is called Stupid Words. It's on the band's album Look Out Below, which came out last June of 2022 on Monster Zero Records. I like the band's previous album a whole lot. This one is more pop punk, more Ramones core, and it's still pretty good. After that, we heard from Pretty Maddie, a project from Maddie Morand in Windsor, Ontario. I played the song After the Tone. That's on his new album, Heavenly Sweetheart, which came out June 14th of this year on Self Aware Records. Just an excellent sort of power pop album in that teenage fan club sort of feel. After that, we heard from the Photocopies with the song I Should Have Known This Was a Stupid Idea. You can find that on the Greatest Hits Volume 3 album that frontman Sean Turner there is putting out himself on June 30th. I think it's a digital-only thing, kind of a collection of the previous EPs over the last year or so, which is a very handy thing because Photocopies are a hard band to keep up with, so having them collected every year in another, in this case, 15-song album, that's a good thing. And then we ended things off there with the Sensibles with the song Dear Old Friend. That's on the Dino Nuggets album that came out just May 14th of this year, though it was actually comprised of 7 recordings made in 2015. Some of them came out at the time on some limited edition 7-inches, but now that whole session has been put back together as Dino Nuggets and some excellent pop punk there, that band from Milano in Italy. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. Kansas City band Internet Dating. This song is called One Piece.
I could talk the same way to someone else who feels the same way. Would it be the words I say or the plans we made or didn't make that make the difference here? This is different. It's how you take all day to make sure we both have intentions to say what we mean to say. It's how you nestle in slower, get closer, taking over any fear of severance. Observe and conserve your lush, preserved in tenderness. Take your time getting super comfy. Keep in mind I need you in one piece. Don't rush. Observe and conserve your lush, preserved in tenderness. Take your time getting super comfy. And anticipation could make all the difference in how we proceed. Relations with no obligations, built through persistence, reimagines what we believe.
It is right. It is right. It is right.
Despite which past lights still haunt me, so ask me to weave out these inconsistencies in my innate tendencies. Keep in mind I need you in one piece. Don't rush. Observe and conserve your lush, preserved in tender nerves. Take your time getting super comfy. Keep in mind I need you in one piece. Don't rush. Observe and conserve your lush, preserved in tender nerves. Take your time getting super comfy. sleep, whatever you're feeling. I could lay near for an eternity, just you, your dog, and me. Grass bed, blue sky ceilings, no phones, no social briefings, just be here, simply being beings.
Sold the place to some guys who were building graduate student housing. No one had raised any objections. They were knocking the headstones down, and the sun was high. When I rolled into town, stood by a nameless hole in the ground. The air was sweet and hot. Maybe it was the right grave. Maybe not, but the crows, 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 rose, rose, rose from the grave. Yeah, the crows. Rose, rose, rose from the grave.
Stranger wandering through the street.
really burnt things up there, didn't we? That was Nature Boys from Kansas City, their version of Wayfaring Stranger. You can find that on the band's first self-titled album that came out in early 2010. Not quite the guts of some of the later recordings, but that one's a nice one, and you can still pick that one up on vinyl. Before that, we heard from the Mountain Goats with the song Crows. That was on the Devil in the Shortwave 7-inch that Yo-Yo Recordings put out in 2001. I'd love to say I found a copy, but I didn't. That one goes for very big money, but Mountain Goats just re-released that one digitally, and you can find that one on Bandcamp, and that's where I found that one. And then we started that set off with Internet Dating and the song One Piece. That's on the brand new four-song cassette Weary, which came out June 21st, self-released. And you can find that one, as I said, on cassette. Pick it up on Bandcamp or live at a show. Just saw the band last week, and they put on a wonderful show, just mixing all that fantastic, complex guitar work with glitchy noise and such nice vocals in there. An interesting record. Hard to get your head around, but worth the time. Anyway, I'm out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 653. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media network like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There's some exciting things coming up. Time Room is playing the 26th at Farewell. On the 28th, Remember Sports is at Farewell, or Paul Bearer is at Record Bar. That's a hard choice. On the 29th, Sweeping Promises are playing a album release show at White Schoolhouse. On the 30th, Godflesh is at the Bottleneck, or Embarrassment is reuniting and playing Liberty Hall. I hope I can make it out to that. Into July, we've got Hollowed playing at the Replay on the 3rd, Arc Flash is at the Replay on the 7th, or Houston is at the Bottleneck that night. If you can't catch them that night, they're also playing the 8th at Lemonade Park. Sparks are at the Midland on the 8th. Blast Monkeys are playing Pin Valley Skate Park. On the 11th, Go-Go Bordella is at the Truman. Mountain Goats are playing Liberty Hall on the 14th. Nephilim is playing Woodyard Barbecue on the 16th. Yes, that should be a crazy show. On the 19th, Jeffrey Lewis is playing Minibar. 21st, Black Mariah is at Lemonade Park, or Curious Things are at Rhino. And that'll do it enough for right now. Looking at the website, there's all sorts of new things since we last talked. Video, photos, my thoughts on the Kareen CD Ghost Manta show, on the Arson Class Moon Main Quadruple Bypass show, on the Ghosty 95 Sweetbird Daniel Gum show, on the High Dive Records 10th anniversary show that was Shy Boys, Arc Flash, ABCs, Greg Wheeler and the Poly Mall Cops, Creepy Jingles, as well as photos and videos from the Sprain, Drow's Arc Agriculture, Nerver, and Flooding Show. So lots of things on the website for you to check out. All right, I'm out of time here. Let's do one more track. This one's by Brennan Lee. It's on her new album, Ain't Through Honky Tonking Yet, which came out June 16th on Signature Sound Recordings. She's based out of Nashville. It's obvious. Definitely a revivalist. Kind of fits into that Patsy Cline sort of mold, but there's a little bit of Bakersfield in this song here. A little bit of, I don't know, Jerry Reed even. So let's play this one. It's called Carol with an E. I'm enjoying this album. I think you'll enjoy it too. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Carol with me. She ain't afraid of any grace.
It's so vine blasting, everlasting, how I'd like to be like Carol Whitney. It's so vine blasting, everlasting, how I'd like to be like Carol Whitney.
From Prairie, Holly.